Dr. Tyndall and Dr. Miller, this is Stacy. Can I help you?
Yes, is Dr. Miller available?
He's back with patients. Can I take a message?
Sure, sure. Is there a time of day where he's not with patients and doing paperwork, perhaps later in the afternoon?
Not really. It's kind of just random, whatever's on his schedule.
Okay, okay. Yeah, my name's Zach. I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff. I'm just following up on an application that we had received from him. I just wanted to touch base and had a couple questions for him.
Okay, what bank are you calling from?
Bank of Cardiff. It's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F.
Okay, let me write this down. Okay, let me grab his assistant. Hold on just a second.
Great, thank you.
So curtailment, basically, you have to pay back 50% after that 90 days of the vehicle is sold. And if you tell about the U.S. Bank, or what's the difference on that? How much initially did you borrow from them? Oh, okay. Okay, are they calling it in?
Sorry about keeping it. I was in the basement, and I'm on my office is on the second floor.
No problem. This is Zach with Bank. It's okay. Take your time. Catch your breath. This is Zach with Bank of Cardiff. Is this Vaughn?
Zach, did I fill something out and send it to you?
Yes.
Okay, and it's called Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, and we also received some bank statements as well.
I'm looking for my. I'm looking at my notes here.
Okay.
Bear with me.
No problem. You take your time.
Man, I was rushing. Now, see, in the old days, that wouldn't have been hard to do.
Right, right.
Oh,
I can identify with that. I'm not the person I once was physically, for sure.
Is there another name for your bank?
Nope, it's just Bank of Cardiff. We received a fax last week, and then we received a bank statement as well last
week.
What's
your phone number?
My direct dial here is 858.
Wait a minute, 858, go ahead.
779.
0426. Zach. I'm writing this down. I can't find my notes.
That's okay.
Okay, what's your fax number there?
It is. Hold on 1 second, please. Let me pull this up here. Sent mail. How's your day going so far?
I'm on pins and needles waiting to see what the accountant says.
I see. Okay. So our fax number here is 888 234 0177.
Okay. And what day did you receive this, do you know?
I believe it was last week. I want to say Thursday or Friday.
Okay. I'm just making notes here. All right. Anyway, you called me.
Yeah, I was just following up. I just wanted to see what you were looking to do or how we could help you.
Well, I'd like to see if I could get about $5,000, but I don't know if I'm...
Certainly.
In bank statements. I'm making notes here, so I'm just talking to you.
Okay. How quickly did you need that?
ASAP.
Okay. To see if we could do that for you. It's a very simple process. You're halfway there already. We have the current bank statements. We just need first two pages of most recent tax return. 2014 is okay.
Yeah, and I have to. You know what's really funny is somebody else must have asked for that because I can find every tax return I've ever made all the way back to 2001, and I can't find 2014. Somebody else asked for that, and I'm like, I must have had it out somewhere. So what I may have to do is go to my old accountant and say I need another copy.
Okay. So since we're halfway there, we already have the bank statements. We just need the tax return. And then if you
what
had
pages
any...
of the tax return do you need?
One and two.
One and... Well, I mean, is it like Schedule C? Does it have a label?
Depending on, what your
because
corporation...
I mean, there's lots of pages in there, and you got the cover letter, and you got all this other stuff, so...
The first actual page of the return itself, and then the second page where it talks about your gross annual sales.
Okay, I know which page you're talking about now.
Yeah, yeah. So we would just need that, and then any information on any existing loans, and then that would give us the snapshot of the business we need to make you an offer that wouldn't be a burden to the business itself.
Okay. See, where we're sitting right now, Zach, and I'm going to be up front with you so that you know what's going on.
Certainly.
I changed locations. Last year we were doing just fine, but I changed locations, and I moved in with another chiropractor, right? But I'm still a separate entity, right?
Okay.
But the accountant that he went with, I thought, well, maybe I'll switch accountants. He says, well, here, the accountant says to me, well, why instead of you being a sole proprietor and paying so much taxes, why don't you be a PLLC? Mm-hmm. I said, okay, what do I need to do? He says, well, here, this paperwork you need to fill out. Let's get this sent in. So I got the PLLC information back, and I got a new NPI number, which is what physicians have, and a new tax ID number. All right? Uh-huh. Well, apparently Medicare Passport, which is part of Medicaid, and Blue Cross Blue Shield, that was more than they could handle, telling them that I've changed three things, address, NPI, and tax ID number. And so Medicare is like, we don't know what to do with this. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Change,
so,
yeah.
I mean, all you have to do is send me a one-page thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you change your address? Yes. Did you change your NPI? Yes. Did you change your tax ID? What was the old? What's the new? And you write it down. You give it to a flunky, and he punches it in the computer. This is not difficult.
Right.
So now they said, well, no, since you are no longer sole proprietor and all this stuff, we need you to fill out this form. And then you fill out that form. Well, we also need this form, and we also need this form. And that's the way it's been with Passport, and that's the way it's been with Blue Cross Blue Shield. In fact, I've just left a message on Blue Cross Blue Shield because they keep sending me forms, and I'm like, you don't need all this information.
Yeah.
All right. So from January 4th, which is the day I moved into the new office, until today, April 18th, I'm not getting any money from Blue Cross Blue Shield, Medicare, or Passport. So we're talking about thousands of dollars waiting to come in.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why I was needing to borrow some money, is just keep myself afloat here until these checks start coming in. It's not like they aren't going to come in. It's just until the forms, they go, oh, okay, now you're in the system. Now, let's see, how many checks do we owe you? Yeah, a lot. Send them to me. So that's why I'm where I'm at. So if you said, well, how's your income these first 3 months? Well, it sucks. It doesn't because I didn't produce the income.
Right.
Or I didn't produce the service. I'm still producing the service like I did it before I moved here. I'm just not receiving the money like I used to receive. So that's why when you receive my bank statements, I went back a whole year so you could say, here's how I normally do, and this is what has happened these last 3 months.
Okay. Yeah. So one thing, the most important thing is, because it isn't a tremendous amount of money, it's just wanted to see that you're positive at the end of these past couple months. I'm just trying to pull up the bank statements now. You have, decent finishing balances. I don't see an issue at all with being able to get you $5,000.
It's just very, 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 very stressful right now.
Right.
And I told my wife, I said, I'm at the point where I'm afraid you're going to see disgruntled chiropractor goes into Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yeah.
Takes out 20 people. All right.
Like, you know what? I actually talked to that guy earlier today.
You've been messing around with me now for 3 months. Now I've had it.
Gotcha.
Bear with me as far as on this stuff goes. I mean, if you can help me, great. Don't penalize me for the first 3 months, because that's not my fault.
No, Ron, I look at the bank statements and I don't see an issue with us being able to get that capital for you.
Okay. Well, I'll do what I can as far as getting that information for you.
Yeah, I'll shoot you an email right now.
You said you need the first two pages of the 2014, and what else?
Yeah, I'll shoot you an email with the list, and then if you have any other existing loans out, we would need information on that as well. But I'll shoot you an email. I have millercairo@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, I'll shoot you a quick email right now with the rest of the items we require, and then should follow up with you later on today or tomorrow morning. Or
appreciate it. Because today is tax day and everything's nuts. Yeah, I can see me calling my old accountant, saying, "Hey, I know you're not busy today. Would you make copies of my 2014 return for me?" So I could see what they would say if I said that. So,
how about I follow up with you maybe tomorrow afternoon or something?
Yeah,
would that
that'd
be better?
Be better. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time today, Vaughn, and we'll get you squared away.
Okay.
I don't see an issue happening here with from what I've seen so far.
Thank you, Zach.
All right, we'll call you tomorrow.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.